Are you interested in the paranormal and the supernatural? My name is Daniel, and I am the host of Chilling True Tales. I've realized that we all share our reality with beings we don't understand, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. That shadow that's standing in the corner watching you, that voice you hear call your name, that strange light in the sky that disappears when you point it out, are they actually there? I have been interested in the paranormal since I was a child, having had my own fair share of experiences. And other people have shared their first-hand experiences with me over the years as well, maybe looking for answers. I started SOS Paranormal to record, investigate, and share this area of interest so that all of you can experience this too. So please join me at Chilling True Tales for real experiences from real people. Now, are you ready?
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes of Cosmic Channels, follow Cosmic Channels on YouTube and Twitch and tune in live Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time. The number is 1-833-703-0424. The Cosmic Channels are open. Welcome to Cosmic Channels, Season 2, Episode 2. Please call 1-833-703-0424. We're looking for ghosts and paranormal tonight.
And the stream looks a little different because we had mass critical failure at the main studio. But luckily for us, your boy, BJ Cheeks, had a quick fix from his end. So anyways, I'm BJ Cheeks.
I'm Zeltron.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
Yeah, I built a brand new computer. First time trying to stream, won't pull in the Skype NDI. So we'll get there.
Yeah.
Next week.
We probably could have tried to do it a little bit earlier than we did, but we didn't.
Well, it's Super Bowl.
I tested everything except the main thing I should have tested, but all right, we got someone on the line already. Let's bring them in. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
We can. Can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
Right on. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ben from Georgia.
Right on, Ben. Thanks for calling.
You guys are doing ghost and paranormal type stuff tonight, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Awesome. Awesome. I have a friend of a friend type of story that I'm going to tell in first person view just for effect.
Oh, we're familiar with that style of storytelling.
All right. This friend works in a busy area within the state. We run between 10 and 15 calls in a 24-hour shift. And we got called. This story happened in between 2008 and 2009, I believe, was around that period of time. And I do have a little bit of a speech deal, so bear with me with all that stuff, please.
All right.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So we run this call, just normal site call, whatever. We arrive on scene, normal type of house. Nothing really abnormal. PD's there. Just a normal call. We walk in. The call is for a female having either on drugs or having some type of psych problem. Okay, cool. We go in there and there is the patient who is a 20s or 30s year old female, and she is absolutely just ripping apart the house. Obviously having what we call excited delirium due to psychedelics and certain type of drugs can cause that kind of issue.
Right.
Well, we get there. We have to. It takes my crew plus three or four PD officers to bring them to bring her down to where we can sedate her and make her safe for transport. And we have to give her a large amount of sedative to be able to accomplish this task safely. So we're going. She's a normal, you know, normal, just checking vitals, doing our thing, whatever. And she is completely out, right? Well, out of nowhere, she starts to growl, right? A little odd. And so I was like, well, meds might be wearing off, whatever. And so I started drawing up a little bit more and just in case, then she absolutely, like I'm at the head, or that this person's at the head, and she eyes open, and it is this deep guttural growl that I have never heard before from this petite little female. Mm. And I was like, oh boy, all right, this is a little odd. And she stated this friend of a friend's full name in this deep, like demonic type voice. And it, I was like, all right, this isn't good. So she says this, and then she says, I'm going to eat your soul. And I was like, nah, that's never great.
Shang Tsung.
So
shit,
my smart ass, you know, my smart ass was like, you know, I hope you're hungry, right? and then we ended up, then she started kind of going crazy again, had to sedate her, bring her back, transport her, whatever, turn her over. And my partner looks at me and he was like, do you realize how cold it got in the back of that truck in the heat of summer? And I was like, well, you know, I had the air on, and I was like, you know, it wasn't bad or whatever. And he said, it got ice cold. And I was like, well, I didn't really realize that. With those type of patients, we bring a extra rider along, just for extra hands. Right. And then he said, you know, I'm from the South. So like religion is very big in the South. And, he was like, bro, something was odd about that. And I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, she's whatever. He was like, she said your whole name. And I was like, well, I got my name on my shirt, whatever. But my name is my first initial and last name, not middle name. Nowhere is a middle name. So I was like, oh, that's
weird.
That's creepy. And he said, and I'm pretty sure you told whatever demon is inside of her that you hope you're hungry when she said she was going to eat your soul. And I was like, ah, that sucks. That's not what you want.
Yeah, no kidding.
Luckily for people in your friend of a friend of hers, general jobs, they don't tend to have souls. They get, they lose them pretty fast.
100%.
So get sucked away
nothing
quickly.
Nothing there to eat.
Yeah, very, very fast. I was like, whatever, bro. But I just thought, I don't want to take up too much of y'all's time. I just thought it was kind of a neat, demonic, paranormal type of story for y'all. And I know y'all talk about a friend of a friend stories as well. And I dig that. So that's cool.
Definitely, man. That's definitely interesting. Is it like, do you live in the town that you work in, or does your friend live in the town that he works in?
I did.
So, okay. I mean, because every once in a while, I know like friends of friends that work in the same cities they live in, they can run into patients all the time. Oh. And it's, you know, it can be somewhat awkward.
Which sucks.
Not great.
Right.
Like my, yeah. my friend of a friend uses a fake name on Facebook because of that kind of stuff, right? Like,
okay.
You gotta kind of fly under the radar a little bit that way. Do you know what type of paralytic your friend of a friend was using?
Ketamine and Versed.
Oh, so she should have been snoozing.
Should have been.
Yeah. That's what got me is like she was and she didn't have that like slow wake up, you know? I mean, ketamine has a half-life of like 25 or so minutes, but that plus the Versed should really snow her, right?
Oh, big time. Like to the point where she needs to be intubated.
Getting close, you know, we have to monitor that really, really close, right?
Yeah. Our friends over here use Versed too.
Go ahead, sir. Sorry.
No, just our friends use Versed too. It's a little bit of an archaic sedative. But,
yeah.
It's unfortunately all we get.
It works.
Yeah, we do. It does. And it has like I guess you would call it an amnesic type effect to it as well. So, cause we really, when we mix it with ketamine, there's a thing called re-emergence when you come out of that state that can cause some like problems. So we always dose both. But she should have been snowed and out of 100%. Nowhere. She didn't go from out to awake. She went from like out to wide awake, stared at me stared at my friend of the friend and absolutely in the most deepest guttural growl said.
Nope.
The one thing that comes to mind though is like, I don't know, maybe she's a habitual ketamine user, right? And sometimes their tolerance is fucking stupid.
Sure. Right.
Sure, but like the amount that we give is astronomical. Like it's more than most give in that type. Like when we give it for RSI stuff, it's a different dose. We give in this kind of situation, we give it IM, and we give a large amount. Anyway, she should have been snowed, and that's the only 100%. Thing that I thought as well. She's obviously on psychedelics and opiates and all this other stuff. And she's having this excited delirium where she's hyperthermic and has all these other issues going on. But you don't like that. It just doesn't. It freaked me out. Like it freaked me out post what happened. Like later that night, I was like, oh crap. Like, that's not great that I mocked a demon. So
yeah, no,
that's good. But 50, 10 or so years later, I'm still good.
Still kicking.
Well, I'm assuming she's not a frequent flyer. You couldn't go back and
no. Your name. I never. That would be odd. I'd be like, you boys go, and I'll wait out here.
Yeah, I'll set this one out. I want to keep my soul intact.
Yeah. But I don't want to take up much more of y'all's time, man. But hey, I love your podcast. I love AT&T. Once I become a little more financially stable, I might actually be able to support y'all. But
no worries, man. We appreciate the support and we appreciate the call.
100%.
Yeah, bro. Y'all have an awesome night.
You too, man.
Thanks, man. Be safe out there.
See you, boys.
Bye. Oh, a different friend of a friend story tonight.
Yeah, you like it. Talking shop.
Yeah.
I like it.
A lot of a friend of a friend's having those crazy stories all across the world. It's absolutely insane job. All right, let's bring in another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How about yourself?
Not bad. So I have kind of a weird ghost story from Calgary, Alberta.
Woo!
Yeah, closer to home here.
Yeah. So, how do I get this? So my girlfriend worked at this bar, right? She's like a closing manager.
Yep.
And I'd sometimes like, she'd be alone closing. So I'd just go there, have a beer and play some pool while she was doing her cash out and stuff. Just because creepy guys are just fucking creepy. And so I'm just playing pool. She's doing her cash out in the office downstairs at this bar. There's like one other person just still there at the bar having his last beer. And I kind of out of the corner of my eye, I catch a glimpse of a girl walking downstairs to the office. And I didn't think anything of it. And I was like, okay. whatever. And then when she came up, I was like, oh, where's that girl? And she's like, what girl? And I was like, oh, the chick. And she had, like, I think a red dress or something. And my girlfriend just started working there, and she, like, dropped, like, just froze. And she's like, really? You're not, like, fucking with me? And I was like, no. And then when we get home, she, like, tells me that everyone sees, like, this haunted girl or this, girl in a red dress, I think, type of thing. Everyone apparently that works there sees her. And I was like, no way. Like, you're full of shit. Like, no, no, no. And then it turns out that bar was, like, when they burn people. Before it was a bar, like, what do you call that? When they just, like...
Crematorium?
I don't remember what it's called. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crematorium.
Sorry, I'm French. I don't...
Is it crematorium?
And, where they, like, burn dead people or whatever.
Yeah.
So before it was a bar, apparently it was one of those...
Recipe for success.
Yeah, literally. So, like, a couple of weeks later, she's like, you have to come see this. So I'm like, okay, what is it? She, like, shows me footage. Apparently they got robbed. So there's no one there. This guy, like, breaks in. He's, like, stealing a bunch of stuff, like, alcohol bottles or whatever. And literally, like, he's fine. And all of a sudden, he, like, freezes, drops everything. And I've never seen someone, like, run that fast out of a bar. Like, and there's no one there. No cops, no nothing. And I was like, holy shit. That's kind of spooky.
Is this, what's the name of this bar? It's, like, Cat and something, right?
It's like Cat and Fiddle.
Yeah. You been there, Andrew?
Yes, I have. Jessica used to work there, I think.
So she worked at a bar where it used to be a crematorium where they burned untold numbers of bodies.
Ugh. Yeah.
I mean, just pulling it up really quick, that's the first thing they say is this girl in the woman in the red dress.
Lady in red.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't even notice she had a red dress. I just noticed red. Like, the color red came to mind, and it was, like, so faint. I just thought it was, like, another server that was going downstairs to, like, I don't know, forgot something or something. I don't know. It was fucking weird.
Pod trip.
That was my short and sweet ghost story.
It didn't attack anybody, or?
No, I think it scared the shit out of that guy because there was no one there, the robber or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. That guy looked fucking terrified or something, but maybe he just heard something. I don't know, but that's what it drew. My girlfriend was like, holy shit, check this out. Yeah, pretty crazy.
That's a really cool one because it's instantly corroborated. Like, as we pull it up, you can look up the Cat and the Fiddle ghost stories. There's been ghost hunters that have gone checked it out. They say it's haunted by three different ghosts, and the woman in red is one of them.
I mean, she's a peaceful ghost. She just wants to dance with you.
Cheek to cheek, right?
I'm glad you picked up on that, Dan.
Oh, awesome, man. Well, hey, thanks for calling in and telling that story.
Thanks. Love you guys, dude. I listen to you guys every week.
Always nice to hear a story of a place at least one of us has been, so appreciate it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's trippy. Cool.
Okay, have a good one.
Have a good one, guys.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye.
I would love to see the amount of, like, you know, there's all these haunted pubs and stuff. That should be our new show, Haunted Pubs.
Oh, that's a good fucking, that'd be so fun. You just go get drunk and then see how haunted the place is.
We stay at the bar at closing.
Yeah. Pints and ghouls.
Our livers couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
No. Brayden has like three White Claws and then the next morning he's useless.
Yeah, it's true.
We got someone on the line, but just Brayden, quick stream thing. Is the audio coming through, all your audio coming through mine and also yours? When you talk, does it come through mine? Go for it. See what happens.
Check. No.
Okay. Leave it then. It's fine.
I haven't had any complaints about the volume. I have had complaints about a little bit of lag, but unfortunately, because we were in a pinch doing some makeshift last minute. I was basically hacking to get this thing up. I didn't get all the settings properly, so we're running through a little bit of rough waters here.
That's right. Okay, if you're watching live, the podcast version will be as normal, but the live stream, because I got a new computer, had to quickly switch to Brayden, a little fucked up, but
yeah,
we'll get it back. All right,
she goes.
Where she goes?
I mean, I can. It's awesome because I can just do this, right? And like.
He's got the power now.
In control. I've got the
supreme
control.
Leader. He's of got the power.
Yeah. All right, we got someone on the line. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey guys, how's it going? Name's Jamie. First time caller, long time listener. I'm from California, and so my story happened about when I was maybe third, fourth grade back in like 1995. So this happened, the home I'm currently living in. This was back when we barely moved into the house. I was probably maybe 12 or 11. The only thing I remember was waking up around, around 2, maybe 3 o'clock in the morning. And I remember turning over and I see this little short, maybe 3 foot, 4 foot tall shadow figure down the hall. There was no features to it. It was just a solid black silhouette. Like there was no features. And then next thing I know, I see this thing waddling, but I couldn't tell if it was coming towards me or away from me. Which was the scary part because I just see it moving and I couldn't scream. I felt like I was paralyzed, but I wasn't because I was getting up and I was covering my eyes because I thought I was seeing things, but I just kept looking at it. And next thing I know, it kind of takes a left turn to go out the door and I get up to go check. And my door is closed. The deadbolt set, the bottom lock to the knob is also locked. So I just sat there for a good minute or two contemplating, did I really see this thing? Or was I tripping? but because of this incident, I have a really hard time watching the movie E.T. because the silhouette was a lot like fucking E.T. So ever since that day, I have never been able to watch the movie E.T. alone by myself because it brings a flashback to that moment. It was it was pretty horrifying for me.
So wait, you said this creature was waddling? So it had short legs and a longer body and it was kind of like a waddle like a penguin or what type of waddle?
Yeah, like a waddle like a penguin. If you've ever seen the movie E.T., he walks just like E.T.
Dude. I don't even need to see a shadow person be scared of E.T. That movie scared the shit out of me.
The movie E.T. by myself, or when it's on, I'm like, oh no, I gotta leave the room. I'm out.
Right, and it was just a shadow shape. It didn't have any color or features. Just a waddling.
Yeah, there
shadow
was no
figure.
Features. There was no color to it other than it being pitch black, and it wasn't see through. It had mass to it because it was not see-through. I don't know what it was, but it was just straight black and no features whatsoever.
Huh. Make any noises or anything, or completely silent?
No noises. It was just straight silent.
So I will say this, that you did mention that you had just moved into the house, correct?
Yeah, we had just moved into the house. We've probably been living there at that time for maybe less than a year.
Oh, less than a year. Okay. So it wasn't super recent. You'd been there a couple months, probably?
Yeah, when this thing happened, we've been living there for a couple months.
Okay, a couple months.
But ever since we've been living there, we've been having other very weird occurrences happening in the house, especially in my brother's room. there's been times when he comes home from work at midnight and his shower's running or the faucet is on or the TV's playing by itself and nobody goes in his room except for him.
Right, so you think that maybe this figure you've seen is in your house more than just that and that's the poltergeist type of thing?
He's in your house driving up your cable bills and your electricity bills?
There may be something, because we've also seen a white mist type of thing.
A white what, sorry?
Mist?
Like a white sort of mist.
Oh, okay.
Like a fog. My brother was washing his shoes in the back, and he said he saw this white mist or fog just float in front of his face. And like this was during the summer, so there was like no way there should have been like any mist or anything like that.
Was there any
so like, it was like really weird.
Was there any water spots or like any liquid that was unexplained? Or just the mist?
No. Just the mist. Like it was like
he saw that multiple times or he saw it only the one time?
He saw it twice. So
twice. Within a short period of time, or was it separated by days, weeks?
Separated by days.
By days.
A few days apart, you got some lingering fog. What's can ectoplasm be any type of like something left behind by a ghost or what?
If it existed, yes.
What if it does? What if this
I
is what
it
is? I saw it
on Ghostbusters, so it's probably real.
No, but like maybe not ectoplasm, but like some people claim when ghosts are around, they leave like lingering impressions or something, perhaps. What's your theory? What do you think it was?
Well, so far it hasn't tried to harm anything or anyone. So I just think it's just a spirit that's just hanging around, messing with people, trying to get like some shits and giggles.
just punking you?
To me, it just seems like it's probably like pranking us, just trying to get like some fun out of it. Like it'll move like picture frames, it'll like flip them over or... like I said, like my brother's bathroom, like his shower would be on or the TV would be on. The other thing that was also kind of really strange to me was both of my dogs, I had them in my room. They were looking up at my ceiling, but it looked like they were following something that we couldn't see. And I pulled out my phone to record it. But like after playing it back, I still couldn't see what they were looking at. But they were definitely seeing something because they were growling at it too. So that's kind of like the other thing. I was like, oh, like something's definitely here, like messing with us, because if my dogs can see it, like that's got to be something.
Yeah, your dogs like could seem like your dogs were witnessing something you couldn't see.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Hey, well, we got a couple on hold, so we're gonna have to keep moving, but we appreciate the call.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Okay, have a good night.
Cheers,
take
man.
Care, man.
Bye. See
you. Fucking Shadow E.T.
Shadow E.T. waddling down the hallway.
Dude, E.T. alone is scary enough, man. That movie scared the shit out of
they
me.
Couldn't have.
I would not be as friendly to E.T. as the children in that movie.
E.T. Not a chance.
E.T. would have got, like, I would have done something to E.T. No. Poor E.T.
Would have stunned him.
Yeah, fuck. Some type of finisher.
Give him a double barrel and fucking stun him.
Yeah.
They couldn't have made E.T. any more terrifying, in my opinion.
100%, man.
All right, got another caller here. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, just taking some calls, having a few brews. How about yourself?
Nothing much. Just got off work, heading home right now.
Right on. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Emilio. I'm from Midland, Texas, a little town outside of West Texas.
Right on.
What's the topic tonight?
We're looking for ghost stories or paranormal experiences, if you got one.
I got a little bit of both that happened to my aunt a while back.
Sure, let's hear it.
Okay, so about 4 or 5 years ago, my aunt moved into a newer house in San Antonio that was recently built. And as she was unpacking, my little cousin, he was about 14, 15 at the time. At the time, it was about, say, 2:30, 3 o'clock, so he was, you know, feeling cool at the time. And as she was unpacking his room, she heard the front door close, but she checked the time, and it was only about 2:30, 2:45. And she thought that was not right, you know, he should still be in school. So she heard the front door close, and she's like, Marcos, are you there? You know, is that you? Did you get out early? No response. And about a minute and a half later, she heard footsteps throughout the house. But and in her house, she had hardwood flooring, so she could, you know, she could hear him pretty good. Another minute and a half goes by, and then she hears her closet door in her room, like somebody was knocking on it. So she got up and she's like, Marcos, is that you? Are you playing a prank on me? No response. And finally she gets up to go check it because it's going on for another, you know, 10, 15 seconds of just straight knocking. Goes to go check. opens the door, nobody's there. But then she heard knocking coming from her son's room that she was unpacking. And she's like, Marcos, are you playing a prank on me? Because this is starting to freak me out. So she goes to check on his room and his closet. And as she's opening the door to his room, the closet door on his room closes. And she can hear laughing coming from inside the closet.
Oh, why laugh? Why laughing? Laughing? I hate laughing. Mm. Stop.
I have no idea, but she was freaked out at this point. So she goes to open the door. Nothing. Nothing, but she could hear laughing coming in from the closet. And it's like a very distinct, like, child laughing, too.
Oh.
About 15, 20 minutes later, she hears the front door open again. And then she hears, hey, Mom, I'm home. And she goes, Marcos, are you here earlier? Because I could hear footsteps and laughing all throughout the house. And he said, no, I just got home. Well, what do you mean? Like, I just barely got home. There's no way that could have been me.
Weird.
So it turns out, it turns out in the area that was the house that was built on, it was like a freshly renovated, like, land, and houses were still being built. So we don't know, you know, what could have happened.
What's the theory after a list after this happened? Like, it's like a, some type of
burnt down comedy club.
Oh,
with all the comedians burnt down in it.
Personally, I talked to her about it, and I think that maybe it was a spirit that just got trapped there in the area from back, you know, way back when, and maybe when they're building the land for the houses, I guess, you know, they might have disturbed it. And they might have, and that spirit might have got attached to my aunt's house. And to this day, she still can't figure out, you know, what was that? You know, what were those sounds, and why was it laughing? Was it playing? You know, was it playing with her at the time, or was it there to like harm her? We don't know to this day. And it's like she could distinctly remember the child laughing and the knocking and everything.
Weird, and child laughing too. Yeah, something like when it's a child, yeah. It always seems scarier for whatever reason. Some sinister little kids laughing from a closet that they shouldn't be in.
I think it's just a stand between us watching like horror movies when we were children, probably, and like seeing the child, like the children in the background from like Freddy Krueger and like her little girl singing and all that.
Right, just kind of ingrained in us from everything we've seen.
Yeah.
That's a creepy ghost story, gotta say. I don't know what else to call it.
Big time.
Awesome.
Yeah,
man.
To this day, we still can't figure out. But every now and then, she will hear, like, footsteps throughout the house still, but nothing major, just footsteps. And you can tell it's like a child's footsteps. It's like little intervals between each path.
Is it only when she's alone in the house? Does she live alone now, or is she still hearing these sounds?
No, it's her and my uncle, and my uncle said he could hear it every now and then too when he was.
And they hear him at the same time, like they're both in the house at the same time?
Yeah. So there was one time they both heard him at the same exact time, and they're like, you know, what was that like? And my aunt told him that they had, you know, she's had this experience before, but he didn't believe her at the time until, you know, he finally, you know, heard it with her.
I should go pick up an EMF reader so you can terrify yourself even more when you're over at that house.
It works. His house is haunted. Oh, you'd be surprised how many places are haunted when you got one of those fucking meters.
Not my house.
Your house is especially haunted.
No, I've smudged it, man. It's all good.
You didn't use every possible smudge you could.
Did it all.
There's a lot of different types of demons.
No, I've exorcised the demons.
Okay.
This house is clear.
Right, hey, we got some more people on hold, so we got to keep moving, but we appreciate the call.
Thanks for sharing.
Love the show. I've been listening to y'all since episode 13 on Alien Theorizing.
Oh, no. OG.
Glad I can catch up on everything.
Cheers, man. We appreciate it.
All right, y'all have a good night.
You too. Bye. Children laughing.
No, it's weird that you say that, because you're right. Children are scary, but when you think about it, like, I would take my chances with a couple of fucking baby monster ghosts.
Yeah, small monsters.
You know what I mean? I don't want a full-grown ghost. I would prefer a ghost that I can punt.
Yeah, I would prefer the cryptid or the ghost that like giggles like a little kid that you could like smash with one kick, or I would rather that over like a growling Bigfoot deep in the woods when you know the thing's like 800 pounds is going to fuck you up.
Yeah, I know, but at the same time, it's like, why is this guy laughing at me? Does he think I'm a bitch? What's so funny? Why,
he's
you know what I mean?
He's
what's
egging
going
you
on? Like, yeah, you're like, come on.
You show yourself.
Yeah.
I'm here.
All right, we got bringing another caller here. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, boys, how's it going tonight?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. How about you?
Good. This is the not too bad. Just watching a pretty ugly Super Bowl, but what can you do?
Wasn't the best. Wasn't the best.
Yeah. This is Jake from basically Canada, Minnesota.
Oh,
the old Minnesota, Canada.
Yeah. We're cold enough right now to be in Canada. So
it's probably colder there than it is here, I would imagine.
No, it's nice.
I wouldn't
here.
Doubt that.
Yeah, that place is. You're the prairies, right? That those places are fucking minus 30 all the time.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. We've got I think it's about negative 25 with wind chill right now.
Ugh, no thank you.
That sounds horrifying.
Yeah, it's not fun. But yeah, my Discord, it's Vike8706. I said a couple days ago that I had a paranormal that happened to me just a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I was laying on the couch, just watching TV, about to fall asleep. All the lights are off, and all of a sudden, I just hear my name from the kitchen. And to say, I believe in spirits, I believe in this, you know, supernatural, but my thing is like, Andrew, I don't want to see them, I don't want to hear them, I don't want to be touched by them. You stay on your side, I'll stay on my side, everything's good.
Fair.
And so this kind of, when I heard my name, it kind of spooked me a little bit. So I had to kind of calm down. I'm like, all right, let's rationalize this. My wife's asleep upstairs. My kids are asleep upstairs. There's nobody down here. There's nobody. I know this. And so usually what happens is when I feel like there's something creepy going on or something, I can feel something by me, I kind of, I don't know how to explain that, I kind of like ground myself. I kind of, you know how you have like a personal bubble? I kind of believe in a personal spiritual bubble. So I was kind of trying to close myself off after I heard my name. And the craziest thing that happened was I felt something stopping me from doing that. Like I felt it stop. And as it did that, I heard it say stop. Like it was urgent. Like it had to tell me something. And it was super bizarre. And of course, you know, me acting, I'm 33, but right at that point I'm acting like an 8-year-old little boy. I'm stuck on the couch. I'm not moving. But the weirdest thing is I felt it. I felt it in the kitchen. I didn't have to move. I just felt it, that there was something in the kitchen. And
so you didn't recognize the voice, I'm assuming.
That's the thing. I couldn't tell if it was male or female. It was just a voice.
Oof. Multi-tone.
Yeah. And yeah, it was crazy. And so after I heard stop, I I immediately got up. I turned all my lights on in my apartment. I turned my TV on and I sat on my couch for like a solid half hour until I was sure nothing was there. But it was just like, it was just so bizarre because like I said, it felt urgent, like it needed to tell me something. And what happened actually like a week later was my wife's grandma, she actually passed away. So I don't know if it was trying to tell me something about that or not, because my wife's mom actually had a similar experience with her my wife's grandfather as well. So I don't know if that was the same thing or not, but it was just bizarre.
Weird.
Oh, man, that's super bizarre. I wonder, the one thing that comes to mind for me is like when you heard that voice and then you tried to ground yourself, like I'd imagine grounding yourself would take quite a bit of like concentration and you'd really have to like clear your mind. And it would be really hard to be able to have that type of like control while you're shitting your pants because you just heard some fucking random thing.
No kidding.
Call your name. Right?
Well, yeah, that's the thing, because it's like if I feel something spooky, it's like, okay, you know, I haven't experienced anything. I just have that weird feeling, so I drown myself. But this time when I heard my name, I immediately tried to ground myself, and I pictured in my mind somebody with two hands stopping me from like pulling the grounding away, like pulling the bubble aside. Oof. And that's when I heard it say stop.
Jesus, man. That's terrifying.
Yeah. That's
I ran upstairs, put fucking my kid under my shoulder, like, or under my arm, like a football, and started juking my way out the door.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck.
And the thing is, like, I wasn't too like terrified really, because it didn't really feel good or evil. It was just there. Like, I didn't feel like it was there to hurt me or to do anything to me. I really think it just was trying to tell me something. Like, that's why it wanted me to stop doing what I was doing.
I feel you, though. I'd be like, doesn't matter, man. I don't care if you're trying to give me some good input or not. Just fuck off. Go tell somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why all those lights got on real quick.
Yeah, it could be the best spirit in the world. I'm out.
No, man. Casper, beat it, dude. I don't want to argue with you. Yeah,
there's no chance. Yeah. I wouldn't be sticking around for any of it.
No.
Now, before we move on, what's your final theory? What do you think? Why was it saying that?
I really feel like it was trying to tell me something about my wife's grandma. She's been ill for a while. We kind of knew it was coming, but we just didn't know when. So I'm assuming that's kind of what happened. They were just trying to tell me that, you know, it's going to happen pretty soon.
Just a little heads up.
Yeah.
So a good spirit, but even a good spirit can be terrifying.
Definitely.
Awesome, man. Hey, we appreciate the call.
All right, sounds good. You have a good night, boys.
You too. Bye.
Take care, man.
Bye.
Nope. Yeah, I don't care how good the spirit is. Terrifying.
I like living too much to even risk it, like to find out whether it's nice or not.
Maybe he's tricking you. Maybe he's playing games
with
you.
That's true.
I don't trust him.
I feel like Zell, you'd be like giving the ghost like high fives and shit, trying to like testing it. You'd be dead.
Oh man,
sure.
Buddy, Zell would be molding a fucking vase with him.
Yeah,
while Unchained Melody plays
anymore,
he'd be all about that shit.
You need help with what? I'm in. All right. Another caller. Let's bring him in. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hi, this is Costa from Jacksonville. I called last week.
Right on, man. Woo. Thanks for calling.
Welcome back.
I got another, this is a very quick ghost story. Not a friend of a friend, but it was a story from my stepmom. Happened at our old house. Well, they're still living there. I'm not.
They're still living there? Oh, get out.
Yeah.
Right on.
This house, I mean, this is a house. It's been in our family. My dad actually just finished paying it off. You know, it's been in our family since before I was born when he was young, you know. So.
Right.
But so just to paint a quick picture, when you get to our door, you know, our front door, you're on a porch, a brick porch, and when you're staring at the door to your left, there's a window. So, you know, you can see right into, you know, we have curtains, but they're, you know, they're pretty see-through. They're not like blackout curtains or anything. So you can see right through, you know, into our living room. And right in front of the window, you know, you can see the edge of the couch.
Okay.
So my stepmom, she came home from work, you know, and, you know, she gets to the door, is opening, you know, going to unlock the door, and she looks to her left, and she sees a figure lean up, you know, turn to her, you know, and, you know, she just looks and doesn't, like, she says, let me give the time of night, it's kind of like evening, you know, so it's getting dark, it's not pitch black, but, you know, it's a little light out. So all she really sees, you know, is a black figure, you know, she just sees a silhouette, you know, and she doesn't think anything of it. She's just like, okay, you know, one of the kids are downstairs. So she opens the door, and as soon as you open the door, the staircase is right in front of you, and, you know, right to your immediate left, you know, is the whole living room. And as soon as she gets inside, she looks, and nobody's downstairs. All the lights are off, you know, nobody's, you know, downstairs. There's only one person upstairs, which is my stepbrother, you know. And she calls up to him because she's thinking there's no way he could have made it from downstairs to upstairs in a matter of like 2 seconds, you know, because as soon as you open the door, you know, you would have seen somebody or at least heard somebody go up the stairs. And, you know, she calls him down, asks him. He's like, nah, I've just been up here. He was playing his games, you know. He's just chilling. And, you know, from then on, she just couldn't explain it. She didn't know. She ain't seen anything else in the house. She looked all around, but just nothing.
Weird.
It's fucking creepy.
Yeah, I've always thought my house is a little haunted. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Big time.
Anything happen in or around the house in recent memory, or is it just, was this a one-off event?
See, not much. Like, growing up, there was only, like, one other time something happened, which, you know, to us it was funny. My sister was in her room, and she heard somebody whisper, R, like a pirate, and he came out her room.
What do you mean, like a pirate?
Like, just
probably reading from the Randomatron.
Like, yeah, whispering it, and, you know, she comes flying out her room. Now, her room, how everything was set up, you know, where my bed was, like at the foot of my bed was the wall, and then at the other side of the wall, her bed was. You know, so she comes running out, and she's just like, scared, goes straight down to my dad. You know, we're sitting here, you know, me and my stepbrother are like, scared of all this commotion. And we're like, what the heck is going on? You know, we're on our game. We had our PSPs at the time. And nice. We were just, you know, we're sitting here wondering. My dad comes up, and he goes, are you guys punking your sister? And I'm so, what? No, what are you talking about? And he said, apparently somebody whispered, she heard you guys whisper R, like a pirate.
Like a pirate.
In her bedroom. And we couldn't help but laugh because of how ridiculous it sounded.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. And, you know, other than that, you know, I don't remember anything else kind of haunted. I've always gotten, you know, creepy feelings about the basement, but, you know, it's a basement, you're a kid, so who wouldn't?
Right, so the pirate ghost never actually harmed anyone or threw anything or did any,
no,
like, poltergeist activities?
No, nothing. Like, the only other thing, we had a dog, and she was a little Cairn Terrier, and she wouldn't go downstairs into the basement, but we believe this is, if she, like, she would sometimes bark down the stairs, but we believe that was because we had a German Shepherd. She was young when he passed, but you know, I grew up with him. You know, he was my dog, and he basically lived in the basement. He stayed in the basement, but went outside. You know, sometimes he'll come through the house, but that was his domain. So, you know,
right,
that could kind of go under a little ghosty, because I do believe his spirit probably was there, since she would be like, nah, we're not going down there. She'll follow you everywhere else but there.
So the basement's haunted.
With a pirate ghost.
Yeah.
With the pirate ghost.
Maybe that's where he sings his sea shanties and the dog wants nothing to do with that ship.
And maybe he was the figure my stepmom saw. He was probably just trying to watch some TV or lay on the couch, you know?
Yeah.
He's trying to kick it.
For sure. All right, man, we have a couple other calls on hold, so we're going to keep moving, but thanks for calling back.
Always. Thank you.
All right, man, have a good night.
Take care.
You too.
Pirate ghost. Would you be mad or scared if you heard a ghost go, "Arr," it's out of the pantry or
terrified.
Something?
Terrified.
I'd be terrified.
Pirates are scary.
Especially if you heard like a little sword, like little metal on metal. Shh.
Buddy, what if it's a flying Dutchman? You want it's nothing to do with that
That's
shit.
True.
Get out of there.
All right, we got time for a couple more calls tonight. Let's bring in
pirate
another
ghost
one.
Drawing his ghost sword. Like, what?
It's a pirate's life for me.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello?
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 We got you.
Hi, boys. Long-time caller, first-time listener.
Ooh, yeah.
This is Chancellor Johnson back again from last week.
Woo. Right on.
The Chancellor.
Wait, so second-time caller?
Yes, I was being facetious.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I hear you. It's just as good, though. Long-time listener, second-time caller. It's just, in my books, just as good.
He actually said first-time listener, long-time caller.
Oh, so I'm just stoned, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, continue. Welcome back, Chancellor.
I haven't listened to you guys since the beginning.
All right, man, what do you got for us tonight?
All right, so this involves two separate ghost sightings in two separate graveyards on the same night.
What?
You didn't learn the lesson?
Yeah, what were you doing?
Is this a fool me once, shame on you scenario?
So, last week I told the story of like first time using a Ouija board in a cemetery or a park near a cemetery. So that was a few years ago. So this story is from, I want to say, September of 2019. So really recent.
Nice.
So I got together with a couple of my paranormal investigator friends. We were just hanging out. The sun was going down. We said, hey, let's go and just hang out in the cemetery, you know, as you do. And we went to my hometown's cemetery, one of three, and we had heard like stories of it being kind of like a haunted place. I mean, I've got family buried out there. So, you know, it seemed like it was possible. Like I never really considered, hey, let's do like a proper investigation or like try and contact something out there. So we did, we drove up to this cemetery and still decently warm out. You know, it's probably mid-September by this point. So, you know, it's not really getting to that fall cold weather, brown leaves on the trees kind of vibe. It's still summer.
Yeah.
So we are walking through the cemetery. We pull up and leave the car and we start walking through the cemetery. We each have brand new flashlights with brand new batteries and the sun's getting real low. It's starting to turn into, you know, perfect dusk, and we start just sort of calling out like, hey, anyone out here? Anyone want to talk to us? Anyone want to make themselves known and present themselves to us? And we just keep walking through the cemetery. And eventually the sun completely dips beyond the horizon. It's like dark out, and turn the flashlights on. And those are our only source of light, is these little like tiny handheld flashlights. And as we're walking, one of my friends, who, may I remind you, had a brand new flashlight with brand new batteries, the light starts flickering. And they start freaking out. They're like, what's going on with this? I say, give it here. And I turn it off, turn it back on, turn it off again, you know, unscrew the back, look at the batteries. I'm like, these are all new. This is brand new. It should be fine. And hand it back. And they turn it on, and it immediately starts flickering again.
Oh.
And soon enough, my flashlight and the other friend's flashlight start to flicker as well. And we're all thinking, oh, this can't be from the flashlights because they're like brand new. We literally bought them today. So what the hell's going on? And eventually we get to the deepest part of the cemetery. It's not that big, but
how
the
deep?
Further back you go, what's that?
I was about to say how deep, and then you said not that big, so I was going to wait, but.
Oh, it's deep, but it's not that deep.
It's not like you're walking for 20 minutes through the cemetery.
Yeah, and the thing about that cemetery is the back end is right up next to some, forest, thick woods.
Perfect.
There's fencing there, but the fencing has, been overgrown with vines and leaves and such, so it's
straight horror nature. Movie.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, absolutely. So this part of the cemetery, back near the forest, where it's all overgrown, is also the oldest part of the cemetery, where all of the headstones are from the late 1800s, from the first settlers into the town when it was just a small village. So really old. And so we're walking, we're shining the light as best as we can, trying to make them stay on. And there's this giant headstone. I shouldn't say headstone, more like a monument, like a big statue for someone's grave. And I hear the sound of a twig snap from behind us.
Nope.
And
fucking full sprint out of the cemetery.
Oh, buddy. High stepping. Deion Sanders.
Fuck that. Out of there.
Well, listen. My friends had that flight or fight response of flight. They were like, what was that? And I turn around and I'm like, let's freaking go. Not running away, but fists up. I'm like, if I have to punch a ghost, I will. So we hear the twig snap. We all kind of spin around. And as our lights, while they are flickering, mind you, all aim at the same spot. It's around the corner, off the edge of this big statue. We see what looks like, and it's insane to recall it, because after this experience, we all talked about what we saw, and we all saw the same thing. It was sort of like a dark blue Victorian dress, like a woman's skirt, kind of dark right behind the statue. Like someone was watching us and had to quick hide themselves. And we all kept our flashlights on the statue, but they were flickering and the light kept going on and off and on.
Oh, fuck that.
But we saw this dress kind of whip around the corner of the statue.
Chancellor, you're bringing this on yourself, man. I got no sympathy for you.
Listen, I have plenty of people in my life who tell me not to do this stuff.
And he does it anyway.
He does it anyway.
This is crazy.
So, we see the dress. We heard the twig snap. We're like, okay, maybe that's enough for this cemetery. So we're like, yeah, let's start walking away now. And we go back the way we came through the cemetery, and the entire way, all of us are looking over our shoulders. And one of the last times before we exit the gates of the cemetery, that we that we turn around, we see an arm dart into the trees that line the cemetery. Same blue dress.
Was that you walking around? What was that creepy noise?
Yeah. Yeah, what was that?
I was stomping around in my house.
Oh, was that? That
Dan
was your house?
Oh, God.
I was fucking it was giving me Dan, a heart attack.
Jesus, Dan.
That's terrifying. That was creaky, scary shit.
But this is not where the story ends. So we saw the Victorian lady in one cemetery. We get that back in the car and we start driving. We say, that was exhilarating. Let's try somewhere else. And we drive 20 minutes to the next town to their cemetery, which is three times bigger than the one we were in. And it also has not only does it have a forest that lines one side of their cemetery, but that forest also contains a river that creates an entire, like, the cemetery, the big rectangle of, like, a plot of land, one entire side of that land plot is this, like, small river. So it's a cemetery,
Jensen,
right
next to
the
What are you trying to accomplish here, man? I don't understand. You just shit your pants and high-tailed it out of the last cemetery, and you're like, all right, let's go to the next one. Like, are you trying to catch one? Like, what are you trying to box one? I don't understand.
Andrew, what you don't understand is once you've shit your pants, there is no more shitting your pants, so it's fine.
Yeah, but you're still doing the ET waddle with shit in your pants. Go home. Call it a day.
Also true.
Guys, I was constipated. I needed a natural laxative.
And that's ghosts, of course.
That's fair. Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
So we go to this next cemetery. It's bigger. It's even darker because it's later in the night. And it has even more nature surrounding it, like natural sounds and stuff.
So scary.
So we drive. It's scarier.
Yeah.
We get to this cemetery. And this cemetery has, like, a road that leads directly to the caretaker's shack. But the caretaker shack hasn't been used as, like, a proper one since, like, the 1950s. Like, it's still there, but no one, like, resides there. No one stays there in the building overnight. It's just kind of abandoned. So we pull the car up to the shack, put it in park, we get out, we get the batteries again. They seem to be working fine for the moment. So we start wandering through this cemetery. And we find ourselves walking towards the river. And we're just sort of listening to the water, kind of in the dead silence of night, sort of that little swish back and forth, the wind across the top. And behind me, I was the only one who heard it out of the two, but like it felt like it was right behind my ear, muffled. It's like someone was whispering into my ear, and I was the only one who heard it.
Ugh, fuck that.
And I heard... Where?
Oh.
Just where?
And where? And that obviously confused me, but also startled the hell out of me. And I, like, swing around, flashlight aim. I'm like, okay, no one's behind me, so how did I hear that? And I turn back to my friends, and they're like, we didn't hear anything. And I say, okay, maybe we should just, you know, head back to the car, because now it's like, it's like 1 a.m. and I'm feeling kind of tired, I guess, which is just, you know, my way of saying I'm pussying out. This is my time to be.
Yeah, not enough.
Yeah, that's fair.
So we're heading back to the car. We get up to the shack, and one of my friends points the light at the shack and says, I saw someone. And me and my other friend go, what are you talking about? No one's out here. And she says, I saw someone standing, like, leaning against the building. And we, like, all three of us aim our flashlights in that area. And the flashlights are fine now. And we don't see anyone. And we're like, okay, this is starting to get a little bit messed up. And so we keep walking. We're about to the car. And I hear, where? Again, behind me. And I'm like, holy crap. So I grab my friends, and it probably freaked them out a little bit, but I swing them around, so I have three flashlights aiming in one direction. I didn't have time to explain to them, guys, turn around and aim this way. I was just like, we're doing this. So I grab them, I flip them around, and we're all aiming light on this tree, this big, like, old, I don't know, oak tree maybe, kind of. Not 10 meters away from the caretaker shack. And we see the perfect silhouette of a man cast in shadow with a hat.
Lou Bega.
Fucking Lou Bega. 100% confirmed.
I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Get the fuck out.
So that's like, we got in the car, sped out of there, and that is the story of seeing the Victorian lady and Lou Bega in the same evening.
Did you? I'm surprised you didn't go to a third one after that.
Three, four, five.
Jesus.
I actually had brought up to my friends we should go to a third one, and they were like, "Are you fucking insane?" So sorry for the language, but like, they were so stressed out from the whole experience. And I was like, "Yeah, fine, we'll go home."
I would have pulled them to one more just in case. They would have loved it.
It was a fun time, you know. It might have been a little spooky, but it's fun. You know, it was a bonding experience.
Ugh. Stay out of those fucking graveyards, man. Nothing but bad things happens to you.
I don't think I can. They called me.
That's,
you know, they're like, everyone on the floor, come on, let's ride to the... You know the word.
Corners.
Cemetery around the corner.
Yeah. For some more.
Right on. Thanks for calling back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, have a good night.
Zell, stop. Stop.
Stop.
Stop your... Stop the hitting the buttons. I know it's you.
No, I see that in the chat too. Sometimes I hear noise.
I know it's you. I know it's you.
I can't.
Can you? I can't hear noises.
Every now and then, I hear like a fucking whine or some shit.
Dude, really? I'm in the chat. I'm reading the thing that said someone's playing noises. I went, oh, maybe I pushed a button by accident. I'm looking. No buttons are pushed.
Listen, the fact that you have buttons is, I know it's you.
Yeah, but I have buttons that do like shit like this.
Hey,
I have buttons,
listen,
they do this.
Listen, you know what, Zell? I like it. They it's do not like, you.
They
I like it.
They play Mongoose files. They play
Zell, I like it.
Other
I
stuff.
I like it. Keep it up.
They play other stuff. I don't have any sounds that...
There's a weird noise that keeps coming through.
Really? You're running the stream.
Yeah, I don't have any audio cues.
Well, I don't know.
I don't have a fucking soundboard.
I don't know what you got over there.
You're the one that's fucking got the music going all the time.
I don't have
creepy music in the background and stuff.
I didn't put any music on tonight because I wasn't sure how it was going to go through my Skype into your live stream. Probably it sounded so weird.
Look at the camera for a second. Hey, look at the camera for a second.
What's up?
You playing with sounds?
I have no sounds. Look. This is what I got.
Hey, look at the camera.
I'm showing you my soundboard.
I'm trying to judge if I believe your face or not.
No sounds tonight. These are them.
Yeah, a big giant white screen.
Yeah, but they're all like 20 minutes long each. They're ambience.
You know what? As far as I'm concerned, I don't trust any of you fuckers anyways. You guys are probably all pressing buttons.
Good, you know, supernatural ghost stories tonight.
Yeah, tons of good ones.
Tons of good ones.
I was a little worried how this was the first week where we had dedicated things to call in.
Yep.
Pretty successful.
Next week, talking about a Lisa Lamb case.
Yeah, so, and if you don't know, I mean, we should have mentioned it. We should have wrote something to fucking Netflix to cash in on this, but the Netflix documentary Elisa Lamb comes out on February 10th, and we'll be talking about it.
Millions
next.
Of
with Netflix and be like, yeah, cool, man.
Shut the fuck up.
Whatever.
Yeah, cool. Junk mail. Beat it.
And we'll be talking about it next. The case next week again. We want to hear your theories on it. Interesting things that what you think happened.
When does it come out?
The 10th.
Okay, so I got some time to watch.
When is that? Wednesday?
Yeah, I read a review about it already. Some of the people have already watched it and things like that. I think you might be surprised.
Like, in a good way?
No, probably in a way that you don't want to be surprised.
Ah, damn it. We're still going to watch it. We're still going to talk about it. Oh, yeah. Supernatural, some ghosts. Next week, talking some Elisa Lamb. Oh, another call came through, but you got to save it. Got to save it for next week or the week after. Following Sunday will be open lines, any topic. So whatever you got, call back then as well.
No, that's not correct.
That's not correct?
It'll be UFO.
Oh, UFOs and then open
UFO
lines?
UFO and aliens and then open lines. The last Sunday of every month is open lines.
Boom, there you go. So Lisa Lamb, UFOs, aliens, then open lines. All right, anything else?
Nope, that's all.
That's all, folks. Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.